USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he believes there will be an agreement made to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. He emphasized the negotiations are about outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default. The week ahead of the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, government forecasters are out with their forecast.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. So what to do now?
It all starts with you and what you do to keep yourself safe.
Rick Scott says there are a lot of questions to answer and tasks to complete to be fully prepared.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, and you have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what's your evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready. I'm Richard Johnson.
The parents of the Idaho murderer suspect are being questioned about the death of a Pennsylvania woman. Brian Koberger was arrested in his home state of Pennsylvania for the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. Grand jury is hearing evidence in connection with a woman whose remains were found recently about 30 minutes from Koberger's Monroe County, Pennsylvania home. If you don't own stock in the market, you're in the minority in America.
The number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up as Americans start to head out on Memorial Day weekend trips. AAA reports the average for a gallon of regular is now $3.57. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore.
Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore?
Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one.
Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A 17-year-old boy is dead after an attempted social media stunt went wrong. California police say the teenager was trying to climb one of the arches on the popular Los Angeles Bridge. The teen was trying to post a social media broadcast from his phone when he fell. Target is removing some of its Pride Collection items out of concern for employee safety. The retail giant said that since the Pride Month collection was introduced, there have been threats to team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Target says it remains committed to the LGBTQ community. One telecom company is in hot water over nuisance phone calls.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office has joined a lawsuit filed by 48 other states against Avid Telecom for facilitating more than 7.5 billion robocalls made to numbers on the National Do Not Call Registry. Avid Telecom sells data, phone numbers, and dialing software so its customers can make those annoying robocalls, which are often used for scams involving the Social Security Administration, Medicare, auto warranties, and others. The lawsuit is seeking a jury trial to determine damages. I'm Skip Kelly.
An overdue library book in California has been returned after nearly 100 years. The St. Helena Public Library in Napa Valley says a book called A History of the United States was due back in February 1927. Overdue fines for the book would have totaled over $1,700, but the library stopped collecting fines in 2019. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.